Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. These days, when we find ourselves in a new city, a lot of us let our friends and family know by snapping a cell phone photo and uploading it to Facebook. Of course, it wasn't always that way. Back in the early 20th century, postcards were all the rage. And there's a new exhibit now at the Boston Public Library that offers a view of vintage Boston through that cardboard lens. Here with more is Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. Hi, Adam.
Greetings from Boston.
So, Adam, you've been to this exhibit. Where did the library get all these old postcards?
Mostly from big-time private collectors who've donated their collections over the years. The BPL now actually has over 165,000 postcards in their possession.
And this exhibit, this collection, is of postcards with actual pictures of Boston itself?
Right. Most of these are what they call view cards, which are these kind of idealized images of the cityscape or of monuments or prominent buildings. And they really kind of communicate a civic pride that is very much of the time, feels a little foreign to us today, I think. So the pictures are just great. But what's even better is that you get to read what people wrote on the back of them, you know, in 1907 or whatever. And it's all on display in the lobby of the Johnson edition. And I got a tour there from the curator.
My name is Beth Prindle, and I oversee exhibitions here at the Boston Public Library. Most of these postcards date from the first part of the 20th century. The big era of postcard collecting was from probably about 1900 through the First World War. There were 677 million postcards sent in 1907. It was great. When they came on the scene, people loved them because they were cheap. They are beautiful. People would collect them. And it was an easy way for communication. And it was an easy way also to capture not only your own hometown, but if you traveled, where you were going.
You want to show me some of your favorites?
Sure. You have everything from pictures of people tobogganing in Franklin Park in wonderful period dress. One of my favorites is a shot of the Carousel Bar at the Copley Plaza Hotel, which apparently, and I didn't know this, actually spun so the bartenders
are
in the center.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, it's a carousel in the middle of this fancy ballroom bar.
It is.
And it spun.
It is, which I can imagine might be a little disconcerting. After a martini, we have shots of wonderful images, both of early transportation systems. You have images of the subway coming out right next to the public gardens.
Look at this one. This is Commonwealth Avenue. It looks like when the Back Bay was still in progress, and the Commonwealth Avenue Mall is just bare and covered with a couple of little sticks. It looks terrible.
and you can see that they've planted with the expectation that those trees would ultimately line it. But when you look at it there, it really looks much more like a lawn than it looks like any sort of grand mall.
I guess that should give hope to the people who are disappointed with the Rose Kennedy Greenway at this stage.
It will grow. It may take decades, but it will grow.
So here's a shot in the North End from the home of Paul Revere when it was being used as a business, and it's the Banca Italiana.
So this one I love of the BPL that has not only this great image, but if you can see, it's got glitter on it.
A little glitter
well.
Paint.
they used to decorate them until they realized they would put felt, they would put glitter until they realized it completely gummed up the postal machines. So that stopped pretty quickly. But you get also this one I love because the inscription on the front, which dates from 1906. It says, "Dear Emma, you should see Tony following Mary around. He has no use for anyone else now. Love from us all, Wilma." And so it's this wonderful sort of glimpse. I wonder how it worked out with Tony and Mary.
Look at this one. So this postcard of the Old Museum of Fine Arts, the inscription reads, "I guess you don't love me anymore. Been watching for you every day." That's terribly sad, isn't it?
It is terribly sad. And that's the fun thing, I think, about postcards. You only ever get a bite-sized piece of information, something as simple as "looks like rain," to this postcard, which I find very funny, where it simply says, "I'm on my vacation if you don't mind. Gertie." That's it.
I guess she had been sent something that she didn't like.
Apparently, and I heard, and apparently Mrs. E.C. Russell from Methuen heard about it. So that's, people are really liking it. It's a wonderful, whimsical, I think, addition to the lobby, but it also really centers not only our collection in a really public space, but allows people to explore the city as well.
Now, Adam, a basic postcard, of course, has a picture on the front and then the message on the back. So how is the library displaying these things in a way that lets people see both sides?
It's really quite an elaborate exhibit. They've got a number of postcards blown up many feet wide and then just hung from the ceiling so that you can see both sides. And then there's some others that just have one side reproduced on the wall, and then they have some originals that are housed in these little glass cases. But they've digitized all of them, and you can flip through them on a touch screen that they have that allows you to see both sides. But plus, all the scans are online, and we've got a link to that on our website, wbur.org/Boston.
So you can see the physical postcard at the library, or you can flip through an electronic version of it on the website.
Yeah, they've got it all on a big Flickr account. It's just great.
So you've looked probably at, what, a few hundred of them?
Oh, it's so addictive. It really is.
Any favorites?
Well, one thing, and this is really geeky, but one of the things I like to do is cross-reference the addresses on the postcards with Google Street View. So you can see, like, where people, you know, the houses where people were living who had these little conversations you're getting to see. But there's one really inexplicable postcard. It's not the message. It's the postcard itself. And it says, "Greetings from Boston." Boston is just kind of in a green pendant. And then underneath it, it says, "The city that does things."
This is on the photo part of the postcard.
Yeah.
And for people who want to make the trip to see it, how long does the exhibit run?
It goes through March 31st. It's in the Johnson Building lobby, and that's the entrance in the newer building of the BPL that's off of Boylston Street.
Excellent. Thanks, Adam.
You bet.
Stay with us for a conversation about brain injuries in student athletes. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston. Radio Boston.